Welcome back.
Hello, everybody.
I kind of said that like Sloth from the Goonies. Have you seen the Goonies?
Oh, actually, I was about to say, you know what? I don't know what the Goonies is, but I just remember what the Goonies is.
Hey, you guys.
I don't remember that much about him.
He's funny.
Sloth? His name's Sloth?
His name's Sloth.
Wow, what terrible parents.
He didn't have parents.
Terrible grandparents?
Great grandparents.
Terrible great-great-grandparents.
No. They were really good grandparents. They were great-great-grandparents.
So they're really good great-grandparents.
No. They're regular grandparents, but they're super great. They're two times... They're great-great-grandparents.
I feel like you said it like that to confuse me on purpose.
How you been over the last week?
Pretty good. Pretty excellent, yeah. This week, I'm doing 40-hour intensive wilderness first aid.
Awesome.
My brain is just full of people dying and how to save them from dying.
Yep.
In the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. Getting pretty into it. It's actually pretty neat. Yeah. Enjoying it. If you had a seizure right now, I would save you.
You're not supposed to do anything for seizures.
I mean, after, I'd be like, I'd help you out.
So you'd call 911?
Yeah. But if you needed to get a tourniquet or like me to amputate a thumb because you cut it off or something.
Really? You learn how to amputate thumbs?
Well, that's pretty simple. You just get a sharp knife and... I mean, I know how to, if you lost your thumb, I know how to deal with it.
Cool.
What to do.
Because I'd chop it off, and then I'd heat up like a spoon or something, then cauterize it.
No. That's not what you want to do.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Yeah, I'd heat it up like I'm heating up some.
No, you want to be able to save it. You want to put it back on.
Oh, so you put it in ice.
Well, sort of. It's actually, salvageable for 8 hours. I'm going to, blow you away.
Wow.
So, people can, put your entire arm back on 8 hours later, and it'll, connect. The nerve tissue and stuff. As long as you keep it kind of cold and moist, but not too wet, because the cells will burst.
Okay.
Lysosis or lycosis. I learned that last year. I don't remember.
Right.
Some of our scientific viewers will know.
Mm-hmm.
Like Leah. She probably know.
Maybe.
When cells burst because there's too much water.
Maybe.
Probably not. She's physics. and then, she's probably not listening. She realized. And what was the other thing? Oh, yeah. Not ice, because that'll burn it. And, kill all the cells.
Really?
But yeah.
Frostbite it? Because I've heard a lot of people doing that with penises. No joke. There's
really?
Been a lot of people...
You've heard a lot about this.
Yeah, there's been a lot of people that have got their penis chopped off.
Crazy girlfriend?
Yeah. you're laughing. I'm not laughing.
Bite it off? Ooh.
No, they just cut it off.
Oh, okay.
And they go, oh, God! And then they...
God.
I heard a story of...
Do you want to hear the story?
Probably not. Of a Japanese guy.
Okay.
Who, he was so lonely that he scissored, they took scissors and chopped off his own penis. He immediately regretted it. Was like,
yeah,
I regret this very much. So he got on a bike with a chopped off penis, right? So he's on a bike, and he bikes
very
all the way
painful.
To the hospital.
Why don't
gets
you just
to
the call hospital.
The hospital. He said, "Save me." They said, "You don't have your penis with you." He forgot it.
Did he have the bike home?
Yeah. So he had a bike home. Picked up his penis, came back. It was then too late, and they couldn't put it back on.
Who are these monsters? Why didn't they go get it for him? Come on, Japanese hospital doctors. Come on.
Yeah.
How terrible.
Yeah, but that sounds like it's been pretty good.
Do they not have 911?
I mean, you being busy at school, no excuse for you not texting me.
Yeah.
Because we're recording this late. Late, actually.
I mean, basically,
unbelievably
compared to
late.
Last week, we're early.
No.
Yeah.
Last week
we did it Friday.
Last week we put it up on time. It was the week before.
Don't even go with this. On time last week.
Yeah.
Flashback a week ago.
Episode 8.
You're so late.
Episode 8 was better late than never. Episode 10 was how to be a millionaire. How to become a millionaire.
Episode 9.
Your
logic.
Episode 9 was how to become a millionaire. And this is episode 10.
Woo. Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
What are we doing with her?
It's just a lot of time.
Yeah, it is good.
Like,
that's
we're whole new
months.
People than when we started out.
Yeah. Smarter.
A whole new world.
Can you say that?
A secret place I've never been.
I know that's a pop culture reference, but it's so hard to distinguish what you're trying to...
It's obviously Aladdin / The Mermaid. Come on, man.
Aladdin / The Mermaid?
Yeah.
Disney.
But next time, I just want you to text me and say, hey, this is when we can record the podcast. Because it is so hard to get a hold of you, Wyatt. It's so hard. I message you on Facebook. I call you. I need your mom's cell or something. Because
I feel like you are my mom.
Because If I can't get a hold of you, I'm angry. Okay?
Oh, no.
If you tell me that we can't record for a bit, I'm upset. Uh-huh. But if I can't get a hold of you, I'm angry.
Okay. Because
here's the facts, Wyatt.
Okay.
You're loyal.
Okay.
You're nice.
Okay.
You're kind.
Okay.
You're a good friend.
Cool.
You're selfless.
Cool.
You're a great wingman.
Wow.
You're thoughtful of me.
Nice.
All that means nothing. It means absolutely nothing because I still hate you for never contacting me, for never getting in touch with me.
I'm laughing right now because I'm uncomfortable. I say sorry a lot. I regret my actions.
Yes. Very much so.
And I
just learn from the mistakes.
It's unfortunate.
And just send me a text. Hey,
yeah.
Let's do it tomorrow.
It's a difficult thing for
let's
me.
Let's do it tomorrow.
Cool. I don't like to disappoint.
Well, you did.
I like to say yes.
Week after week.
If I can't say yes, I just don't say anything, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, this week's been a fun one for me, too.
Yeah, what have you been up to?
I mean, when I think back on it, I don't really think really too much about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I really found a program that I'm looking at, which is exciting.
A school program?
Yeah, school Sweet. Program.
Nice.
Digital communication program.
Oh, that sounds like a good
Humber
fit.
At Humber College in Toronto.
What?
Yeah.
Humber College.
In Toronto.
That's a long way away.
Yeah.
How long is it?
It excites me, though.
It's exciting.
It's a 4-year degree, but like, if I like it, stay mm-hmm. with the 4 years. If not, I'm out of there.
That's,
who cares about those Toronto Maple Leafs?
Those crazy.
Let's get out of there.
It's pricey, expansive. Holy smokes! But I'm not sure if Toronto's. You're saying things, and I'm saying things. Is it expensive to live in Toronto?
I mean, I thought the residency costs were a little bit more than I would have had, than I would have liked.
Probably because food is included.
Yeah, they're also
and heat,
two people.
And water.
There's also only two people suites. But they're nice suites. They got little kitchenettes. Oh, it's nice.
A suite, wow.
Yeah, and I really want to go to school next year because I believe that when I'm 20
mm-hmm.
next year,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be the last year that I'm going to smoothly be able to transition into residence.
Yeah, once you're
going to
older,
21 and you're with all those 18-year-olds, yeah. I don't know.
It's like,
I mean, you look a little older than I do. I can just slip in there.
You think so?
I think I can slip in, look a little bit more skittish, you know. Oh, it's my first year of university. Better stick to that school, you know. Better make a lot of friends. But then people like ask me how old I am. I'm like, 20, bitch. And then I buy everybody alcohol, and then I make a fortune.
Nice.
Because I go like 200%.
You're making lots of friends, basically. That's
yeah.
going to be $50.
It's yeah.
a six-pack. Yeah.
Oof,
you're lucky it's not an eight-pack.
Yeah, have you lived in Toronto? And they say, have you? Like, no.
No.
I'm not from here. I assume it's like 50. Yeah, but I'd probably drive over and that gets me really excited.
Drive over to Toronto?
Mm-hmm.
With all your stuff.
Look, I got to bring my computer somehow.
Oh, God. That takes up your entire car. No. You got a big trunk.
Yeah.
What else would you bring?
My monitor?
What else would you bring? Besides like clothes and blankets
my
and stuff.
My keyboard?
Okay. Besides computer.
Besides computer?
Yeah. Would you bring your skis or something?
Oh, probably hockey stuff.
Hockey stuff.
Yeah, they have what they call extra murals.
Okay, that's
I'd
it.
Probably throw that on the roof rack because I got one of those.
Nice.
Mm, yeah.
Nice, nice,
you
nice.
Know it.
Yeah. I brought my camping stuff. That's what I brought last year.
How'd that work out?
Pretty good. I actually got to go camping.
Good. Good to hear.
Backpacking.
Now, Wyatt, I'm going to be a little selfless here and get away from our lives.
Okay.
And as it is the 10th episode, big milestone, we did it. There's a lot of non-believers.
Nice.
A lot of those non-believers. People kept telling me.
Leah. It's Leah. Liam?
A lot of the non-believers, man.
Who else watches this?
So here we are. And I got you something. So why don't you...
There's hearts all over it.
So why don't you explain...
Upside down butts.
Because people can't actually see what I just gave you. So why don't you just explain it as you go.
All right. It's a white envelope with permanent felt on it. The kind of stuff you get in like grade 3 to 5 and you write on projects at school.
Mm-hmm.
It says 4:: Wyatt in blue marker.
All right, let's not get too specific.
And then there's red and green, I would assume hearts.
Those are absolutely hearts.
Yeah. And then it says, a gift from moi to toi. From you to me.
Yeah.
For our non-French listeners. I'm going to open it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. I didn't get too many. I got you something.
No, hey, that's okay.
No, I got you something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here you go.
Oh, your phone.
No, your phone now.
I'm just going to leave that right there, okay?
For later. All right.
Yeah. I'm actually going to leave it at your place.
Okay.
Charged and the speaker all the way on so that, you know. Don't be afraid to get right in there.
I don't want
to
rip it.
It's not I'm not going to reuse it.
All right.
No.
No.
Goodness me, you're going to rip the gift.
I see more paper.
Go on, come
that
on.
That excites me. Can we hear that?
Get right at it.
I want to save the envelope, though. It's so nice.
Don't save the envelope.
The heart's on.
Please.
Oh.
No, that's the wrong
minus two. Gift certificate. Double exclamation mark.
That's nice.
That is nice. Minus $5 per month?
Yeah.
You want me to... am I doing that bad of a job? Docking my pay from zero to minus five?
That's a minus... Yeah, it's a gift certificate for minus $5 per month.
You're asking me for $5?
Per month.
Are you serious, man?
Look, Wyatt.
I mean, like...
It's a milestone.
The envelope's nice. I'll probably keep this and give this back to you. I'll hang it on my wall.
Because it doesn't look like it's... Because the envelope doesn't say minus $5.
It looks like it has nice intentions. Like, I really appreciate that you've
no,
been
this
here
is,
10 months.
This is good.
10 weeks.
Because on our Podomatic account, we're about to go over our limit for what we can hold on our Podomatic account. So we have to start subscribing to it.
Right. All
so
right.
Together, we're going to spend minus $5 a month. So
all
we're
right.
about to be businessmen of,
I mean,
of the mountain.
If you want to be successful,
get some jobs there.
You got to invest.
Oh, yeah.
You got to invest in your projects.
Yeah. Like, we better, and realistically, our PayPal account is paying this off.
Yeah, I mean, that's what our viewers are there for, right?
The PayPal account.
To listen, enjoy,
and
enjoy.
And also the I can't really call it my pyramid scheme, because it's not a pyramid, I'm going to call it the arrow scheme, because we're the head of the arrow,
uh-huh.
You know? We're tough as metal.
And Leah and Liam are the money
yeah,
symbol.
They're our
shaft.
The arrow.
They're our shaft.
They're our shaft.
Nice. Thank you.
You're very
for
welcome.
This generous gift.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate it.
I'm very excited to subscribe to Podomatic and really.
If there was any way that someone could ask me for $5 a month, this is probably the nicest way.
Yes. You're very welcome from me to you and then back to me.
You're welcome. I think is an appropriate response. I'm not sure.
This is a great segue for me to go right into the things to improve the podcast. Because we're talking about Podomatic, and it is quite exciting.
And that has podcast almost in it.
Almost. So this one's a quick one because I have some other things to talk about in it.
Nice, get that sound in there.
Okay.
Hear the dog?
I'm just going to go through these ones quickly because I got something else to talk about. We can start our own radio station and play our podcast 24/7.
Yeah, brilliant.
Which I then have in brackets... Over all frequencies?
Who wouldn't want
question
that?
Question mark?
Who wouldn't
so
want that?
So we send out every frequency.
Yeah.
So even if there's already a frequency there, there's like sub-noise of our...
Sub-noise of whatever's there. Over-noise of what our podcast.
Just 24/7.
Yeah, I mean, just dominate the airwaves. I agree.
I mean, that one's a foolproof plan.
I think everyone would love it.
Number two, we can die to become legends. So whichever way,
okay.
I think we should probably be shot.
I have a serious issue with this one because... I have never understood why you would want to die and be famous after you die. Because you never know, right? You don't know that
let's,
you're famous.
Let's think about
does
him.
Does it even
let's
matter?
Let's think about him, all right? Freddie Mercury.
I don't even know who that is.
The Beatle who got shot.
John Lennon. No.
I think he's the one that's still alive.
Was it Ringo? No. Paul.
McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
No, is he the one that's still alive?
John Lennon got shot.
Okay, yeah. John Lennon got shot. Tupac Shakur. That's a great one.
That is a great one.
Yeah. Could you imagine the kind of music he'd be playing now? I think it'd be good.
Probably wouldn't be about the cops shooting him.
And then...
Because it wouldn't have happened.
Come on, you didn't get shot by cops.
No, he definitely did, didn't
no,
he?
No, he definitely did not. He got shot by,
Pretty sure he got shot by cops.
No. No, he got shot by a drive-by.
Yeah,
he was in the car and drive-by and...
Have you ever, like, looked into the story about how the cops were, like, super... I don't know, it's pretty intense.
Yeah. And then
wait, hold
and
on,
then finally
no.
real quick.
I had a point.
Okay.
Like Am I right in saying that you're the kind of person who would want to go to Mars, the manned mission, even if you knew, like, maybe not now, but maybe, like, when you're 40 or 50?
Ooh, 40 or 50. Mm, yeah.
Even if you knew you were going to die after 2 months, but you would be the first and you would start out human population of the planet.
Okay, I would have to be closer to 50.
Mm-hmm.
And for that to work out, I would have had to marry early and have kids early so that my kids are out of the house. And
they're all still alive?
Yeah, and I'm retired. So I'm not supporting them anymore, and I'm not trying to be a father figure. Well, you know, obviously I'm trying to be a father figure for them. But I'm like, listen, guys. Listen, wifey, you can come with me if you want. She'll probably say no, because, you know. And I'll head to Mars.
I mean, like...
We'll probably have great, great technology by the time we're 50.
That's so stupid.
Oh, please. Come on. Oh, please. That was a dumb point.
I mean, no. Like, why would you do that?
By the time you're 50...
Life on Earth is so great. Oxygen.
Yeah.
Number one.
Most of you still have oxygen over there.
Number two, water.
You still have water over there. You're drinking your own pee.
Not very long.
Yeah. Yeah.
You only have enough for 2 months.
No, but you drink your own pee. It's called a recycler.
Yeah, but you're going to die because you run out of oxygen.
No. They give you enough nitrogen scrubbers.
I mean, like, but the whole mission is, like, they're planting crops to make oxygen, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. No. So, I don't
know. Whatever. I wouldn't. Yeah.
We
disagree.
Time to go along with the diet and become legends. We can perform our podcast by hologram like we're goddamn Tupac Shakur.
He did that?
Yeah.
Damn.
They like hologrammed him in. He shows up. I don't know any
after
Tupac Shakur
dead?
songs.
Okay.
Just like that.
I just realized I don't either.
Mm-hmm. And I only had three this. I only had three this week. I usually have, you know, closer to five, something like that we can really chat about. But we've been killing it so far.
There's nothing we should change at this point.
No.
Other than those
I'm
three things.
I'm not kidding. On Podomatic, they keep track of all of the plays, all the downloads, all of the views.
Automatically?
Yeah, and then it gives you a rank amongst all...
Podomatic.
All right. I'm going to continue with this thought. Is that all right?
Yeah,
all right, cool.
I'll stop interrupting.
It keeps track of all that stuff, and then it gives you a rank comparatively to all the other podcasts on the site.
Okay.
And kind of like consistently you get no downloads, no views, and then you just go down, you know, 2,000, like every week. Last week, we had 18 downloads.
What?
I know.
That's insane.
I see this, and I'm like, who's watching this? Because I haven't done any advertisement for it.
That's insane.
Has your buddy from Victoria been just, like, promoting
maybe.
It like crazy?
Could be.
So we had 18 downloads, right? It doesn't show where from, doesn't show who downloaded or anything
like
that.
Who are you?
But that put us up, in the grand scheme overall on the podcast, it put us up 50,000 spots. We passed 50,000 podcasts.
So good.
So it put us up, it put us down from, like, 57,000 to 1,700th.
1,700th on the entire website?
And 350th in comedy.
I'm not surprised. First of all, I'm not surprised.
Well, it's about time.
Yeah, come on. We've been out here 2.5 months, working our butts off.
Yeah.
No time. Huh. That's pretty crazy. Wow.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy. I don't expect it to go anywhere. I just thought that was really interesting that they kept track of that. Yeah. Huh. I just thought it was really cool they kept track of that and just seeing how many 18 downloads can get us.
Neat.
And yeah, I look forward to chugga chugga.
Nice. That was a good transition.
Thank
that
you.
Was excellent, actually. Mm-hmm. Best one yet.
Did you think I was having a stroke again?
Yeah, and actually I've been training to deal with strokes, so I was like immediately. Is your face drooping? I was. I'm not even kidding. That's what I was doing today, so I was like I was diagnosing you in my head for symptoms and signs. There's a difference. Okay, I'll tell you later.
I wanted to look up stuff again this week again about trains, and then I started looking at random things, but nothing was grabbing me, you know? Nothing was grabbing my attention.
Uh-huh.
But trains this week, I wanted to look up circus trains, there's nothing there, and then, like, craziest things found on trains, and... Uh-huh. I mean, there's like the craziest things transported by trains, and it was dumb things like, oh, windmill parts or.
I've seen that.
Submarine parts. The craziest one was probably a bus.
A bus?
With passengers in it.
What are you doing on the bus when you can sit in the train?
Yeah, and the craziest thing on a subway was a casket, an empty casket that somebody just left there.
That's not even that crazy. They just left it?
Yeah.
Why were they carrying it around in the first place?
They forgot it.
How do you forget a casket?
Mm-hmm. But anyway, then I just started looking up some other stuff. And then I got to HowStuffWorks.com. And I know HowStuffWorks.com because I listen to one of their podcasts, Stuff You Should Know.
Okay.
By these two guys, and they just kind of like inform you about different products or different systems or whatever. They can talk about whatever they want. They put out like two a week. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Different stuff.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's fairly entertaining. And so I went to that, and then I went to one of their articles, which was the safest way to survive a train crash. All right, got that one out. Safest way to survive a train crash.
You're kind of showing some signs of stroke.
Just keep an eye on me, Wyatt. Just keep an eye on me. Okay. I'll keep facing your way so I'm not hiding a side of my face.
All right, because you'll be embarrassed.
Yeah. And they had the article, and they had a video article, sort of, put up by one of the guys from Stuff You Should Know. His name's Josh Clark, and he has this
solid name.
Yeah, and he has this thing called Don't Be Dumb. And he basically just puts out this thing like Don't Be Dumb, and then just explains things about it. And he was pretty funny,
mm-hmm.
because I heard him on Stuff You Should Know, and then now he's on this like Don't Be Dumb, and it's always fun to put a face to the voice. It didn't match up naturally, but he was just kind of like sitting there on a nice little chair, smoking a pipe. Supposed to be like really classy.
Full of like cotton candy, I would assume.
Probably.
It's a kid's show.
So. Yeah, bubbles, I think he was blowing
bubble
bubbles.
Pipe, yeah.
And then he just kind of started explaining train crashes and everything like that, and he just progressively looked more and more uncomfortable and uneased. Like, mm-hmm. he just started putting his head down, like scratching his head for like an entire shot, or just like he'd be like covering his eye and like, you know, trying to get like some sleep by rubbing your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But he was explaining all this stuff, and it was pretty funny. He's just like, you gotta watch out, because a lot of times trains go off over turns, and so you don't want to be at the front, because the front's going to be the first one to go off the rails, but you also don't want to be in the back car, because there's a lot of train collisions from the rear end, and they get rear-ended, and you don't want to be in that, so I guess you'd be in the middle. So then I guess it's like where you gotta sit, and if you sit facing where you're going, when there's a train crash, you're going to go flying forwards. So you should probably be facing the other direction so that when you crash, you then hit the seat, which is there right there for you, and it's really nice. And then he had a funny bit where he said, and if you are sitting facing forwards, always keep your tray table up, because that will split you in half.
And he just, like, kept going.
Yeah.
Deadpan. Wow.
Yeah, and you know, that this whole time he's just, like, head turned over, hand over the eyes, brushing, like, scratching his head and stuff like that.
Huh.
It's pretty funny. I enjoyed it.
Jack Johnson. No, Clarkson.
Josh Clark.
I gotcha.
Hi, my name's Josh Clark. That wasn't a bad impression of his.
Really? I wasn't sure if you were just doing a different
voice. Hi, my name's Josh Clark. Nope. Anyway.
Cool.
Yeah.
Neat.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what you did this week.
Yeah, learned the best way to survive a plane crash.
Train?
Train? Collision? Crash? Anything?
You want me to call 911?
No, the thing you gotta do is just wear a seatbelt. Bring your own.
Bring her own seatbelt.
Yeah, sew it in the
seat.
Oh,
yeah, because trains don't have...
Just like buses.
Yeah, whoa. That is unsafe.
They're trying to kill us off.
I mean, too many people on Earth, I guess.
Yeah.
God, morbid. Okay.
What you got for me?
Blah, blah, blah. What did I do this week? Hold on. It was like 40 minutes ago.
You were... Yeah, I...
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was playing with Mocha, the dog, and she was being funny, and I was eating an apple, and she wanted to eat the apple, I guess. I didn't know. I didn't know dogs did that.
I love your lead-ups.
Yeah, well, I'm just explaining what happened. And it ties in. It totally does, because that's how I figured out what to do. Anyways, she was blah, 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 looking at me all interested, so I put on dog sounds, dogs barking, on YouTube.
Really?
And she just thought that was great, I think. She was mostly interested in the apple and probably worried that other dogs were going
to
get the
and
apple.
And this was when... We were supposed to be...
And maybe I was...
This researching
was,
trains?
This was earlier in the week.
This was like 25 minutes ago.
Yeah, yeah. We're like 35. So that was great. And then I was like, oh, what should I do this week? I guess I should get on that. It's been 5 minutes. So I looked up train sounds, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Dog sounds, train sounds. And I found a video to put people to sleep. You know, white noise, what mm-hmm. trains do. Is this boring?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
You bet it is.
You know what's even more boring?
What's that?
That was a 50-minute video of train sounds.
50?
They said, yeah, 50. There's a little box that popped up in the thing. It says, now available, an 8-hour version of this video.
Well, if you're sleeping through it.
That's what it meant, I guess. I didn't know people did that. I didn't know people slept to trains.
Oh, yeah. There's a ton of these super long videos. I know there's one video that's like, it's like 20 hours of Darth Vader breathing.
I could not sleep to that.
Sure you could.
I mean, I can understand like rain on a roof or like... Stop. Oh, I'm just worried that Darth Vader's going to come and stab me with a lightsaber.
Darth Vader doesn't have a lightsaber.
Darth Vader does have a lightsaber.
All right, you called me out. I was trying to get you.
How are you going
to get me? I was trying to catch you off guard.
I am a Star Wars fanatic.
Oh, yeah?
Not really.
What color is it?
Red.
What color was it before he was Darth Vader?
Blue.
That's dude, right. All right, yeah.
Yeah, right. I'm pretty good, all right? That sells it. Yeah, you're a fanatic. You know everything. When he was Anakin Skywalker. Okay.
I actually forgot. No, I can't. I can't. Ba, 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 very good.
Like we Star Wars is great.
We could have done that for the rest of the time.
Yeah, I was actually getting into
okay,
it.
Okay, so...
Oh, I have more things, though.
Okay.
Because, like, that wouldn't have anything to do with trains. Then I was like...
train noises?
Toy trains.
Yeah.
You can tell I'm really running out of things. I found this article
like
on Vice.
Crazy. Yeah.
Is Vice a Canadian thing? It's a website with articles?
I don't know if it's Canadian, but I recently just learned what Vice meant.
What does it mean?
Like, yesterday. It means something that's bad for you, but you do it anyway. Like, for example...
Oh, a vice, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, drugs are a vice, and coffee's a vice.
So why do they call the website Vice?
Because it's bad for you, but you do it anyway.
Because it's, like, addicting, and you just keep...
Yeah.
But that's, I guess, maybe some people. It's their vice, this website. Anyways, It was, like, the key to happiness, toy trains. And it was about these old guys, and they have this model train club, and apparently this is what keeps them happy, as long as there's no drama.
Cool.
Like... one of the trains falls over or something. One of the guys actually said that. Like, yeah, it was a pretty good evening. He's like, interview. Yeah, we had a good time. It's always nice when there's no train drama. I was like, okay.
Well, you gotta find your drama somewhere.
I mean, yeah, I guess if you're 60.
Yeah, when you're that old, nothing to live for. You have nothing to you have nothing to keep your time.
You can go to Mars.
That's exactly what I was gonna lead into.
Nice.
Exactly what I was gonna lead into.
We're like on the same brain wave.
We are. We're not even holding hands.
They don't know that. I kind of imagine that they just picture us holding hands during the whole podcast.
Do you imagine us locking fingers?
No, I can't imagine that.
What are you talking about?
I can't see.
Like a locked finger?
I can't even picture
lock
it.
Lock me, Wyatt. Come on, then.
Should I do one finger at a time?
No, you shouldn't do one. Just lock her in.
No, one at a time.
No, we have to be touching webs.
I'm uncomfortable. Okay.
Touch webs! Touch.
Three, four,
oh. Five. I feel like we just won something together. Don't you feel like we won something together?
I'm having trouble breathing.
All right. You made it through it.
All right. Barely.
Just
okay,
like you're going to make it through this dialogue. All right. So, right.
Dialogue,
okay.
Right
okay.
Let's
okay. This is a little bit special because. You haven't heard last week's, so we're going to review last week's as well, because I have it on my phone. We're going to play that. I also have the script for this week's. I'm not going to be recording it with you. I have somebody that we're going to do that with, that I'm going to do that with.
Cool.
So we're going to do both of them, and we're going to talk about both of them.
Yay.
You ready?
Nice.
Here it comes.
Right now?
Hey.
So.
I heard about you from Doug.
Who?
Doug, you know, D-Train. He told me to go for you for the goods, you know, the Kron.
Man, what the fuck are you on about?
You know, the Kron. That green maple, the express, you know, the Juana.
Man, the fuck you want, weed? You want weed?
Keep your voice down, are you crazy? What if somebody heard us?
Look around you. We're in an empty alley in the middle of nowhere. I've seen more illegal stuff go on here unnoticed than there is in the government, so chill, man. Jesus.
I just don't want to gain any unwanted attention. Do you know what would happen to me if I got caught? I could get fired. I would lose my position as head of tech sales at Best Buy. Do you know what that would do in my life? What kind of shit I would have to walk through? Not that you would know. You can't get fired. You can't just have everything taken away from you, life-shattering end-all be-all. You just gotta walk over to the next street corner and whistle all the junkies.
You... Are you fucking serious? Man, go get your drugs somewhere else.
No. I need it. I need the drugs. I just don't know who else to go to.
Okay. So you want some weed?
Yeah.
You want to buy some weed off of me?
Yes.
Say it.
I want to buy some.
No, I want to hear you say that you want to buy some weed off of me.
Yeah, I want to buy some.
Say you want to buy some weed.
That's exactly what a cop would make me say.
Well, I want to hear you say it.
Come on, man. Just sell me some weed. Work has just been super stressful lately. People keep bringing back the newest Mario Kart because it causes what everybody keeps calling spirited disputes among family members. And I'm currently being investigated by HR because I missed a high five and broke a colleague's nose. I've just been told this would help.
Then say it. I want to hear you say that you want to buy some weed.
Fine. I want to buy some weed from you.
Good. How much you want, then?
How much do I want?
Well, I sell the best dime bags on this side of the river.
Oh, yeah. That sounds perfect. I'll take 5 of the dime bags.
5? Yeah, sure. 5 sounds good.
All right. Here you are.
Are you fucking serious?
So do you just give me the bags to me now, or...
This is 50 cents!
Or do you just put it under a rock or something?
Man, get the fuck out of here, you white as paper piece of shit! Oh, fuck.
I like both of those. Yep. Those are both hilarious.
Should we just listen to both of them? Let's just start off with last week's, because it's fresh in people's brain, obviously.
Because it was last week.
Yeah, so I recorded that one by myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was... It was a
fun mixture of between scripted and unscripted moments.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of parts were just, like, unscripted, and, you know, I had a couple ideas in my mind, but then some of it was scripted. What'd you like about it?
I really liked how... He was just such a klutz. He was, like, so dumb. Like, was he, like... Am I right in saying that, like, he kept on, like, accidentally pressing the button, or he mixed up the order? So, like, when he was pressing the button, he thought he wasn't speaking to the cabin, and then when he was, he mixed up the order?
Yeah, you know, it could have been, like, shown a little bit differently with, which is, like, hearing other buttons being pressed randomly, but it's just supposed to be... It gets put on accidentally.
Oh,
like, the
God.
People weren't actually supposed to hear that.
Yeah.
But then sometimes it does.
He just really doesn't know how to fly a plane.
Yeah, I think that one of my favorite parts was an unscripted part in a scripted part, where it's just like, hey, this is your captain, obviously.
He was... I would not want to be on his plane. That was good, though.
Yeah, I've been thinking about doing that one for a little while. And I thought about doing that with 3 people. So there was 2 people speaking.
About it? Like, 2 people?
Yeah, on top of that. Like, and it's just mostly whispers.
Uh-huh.
But it's as effective as just one person.
Immediately, I was like, with the sound effects, I just knew where we were. I was like, wow, those are good sound effects.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, we're on a plane.
Again, it's super annoying trying to find goddamn sound effects.
That was good.
Yeah, I just, like, threw in the crashing bang noises. Like, ooh, that one sounds like metal. Doing what it's not supposed to.
I thought it was glass breaking. I was like, trying to figure out where there's glass on a plane.
Nowhere.
Like glasses?
It's kind of like bulletproof glass, isn't it? It's like plexiglass or...
I was thinking like a wine glass or something, but it's plastic. I don't know.
Wine glass?
Yeah, like all the wine glasses.
Like how broke. like how wine glasses are made of?
I mean, it's like first class, right? It's a classy place.
Oh, yeah. The champagne. Mm-hmm.
We should get Faith on here.
Yeah, I need to tell her about the podcast. She'll enjoy it.
Yeah,
she'll get a kick out of us.
Yeah,
because she's a big fan of both of ours.
Yeah,
I'm speaking modestly and unmodestly there
at the same time.
Yeah, because I'm also speaking about you.
Thanks, selfless and
because you're faithful, you're nice, you're kind.
I'm still comfortable.
You look
with this
great
side of it too.
All the time, Wyatt.
Wow,
you're super fit.
I'm uncomfortable with everything, I think.
But all that means shit.
Now I'm uncomfortable for a different reason.
Because I can't get a hold of you. All right. And how about that second one? We just read the script because I haven't recorded it yet. I actually have a little bit of an issue. It's a little bit of an issue with that. This podcast might not come out tonight. It might come out tomorrow. Oh, look at you, Mr. Lady.
I should not have done the eyebrows.
Yeah, you look at me like, are you serious right now?
I wanted to even start this.
I'm serious.
I don't want to talk about it.
We have a lot of plans.
No.
We're busy people.
Let's stop.
Since you showed up.
I don't want to do it.
Since you showed up.
I'm not.
A little later, you know? It's literally like 2 hours after you show up. The podcast should be up and edited and all that.
Yeah.
But I wasn't able to get the dialogue in. And I want to get the dialogue in. So it might come out tomorrow.
Second one.
Yeah.
What a dummy.
He's not a dummy.
I mean, do I put it under a rock or like, come on, man. 50 cents? I mean, I guess it makes sense. It's a dime bag.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's kind of like I saw this thing
once. Because he doesn't actually see the amounts. He just hears it as a dime bag.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this YouTube video once, and this guy is looking for his keys or something. And he's checking around all over the place, blah, 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 blah. He looks in his glove box. Right? And his friend's watching him and trying to help, right?
Yeah.
And he opens his glove box of his car, and it's just, like, full of gloves. It's just, like, absolutely packed with gloves. And his friend's like, are you serious, man? And he's like, what? I mean, yeah, I know it's called a glove box. And he's like, don't you even. It's a glove box. Where you put your gloves? It's hilarious. It was so funny.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. It's kind of like that.
It's kind of like that. Holy. Sweet cup. We might just be heading out right after this to go up and play some snow.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. Since you showed up, it's like, whew, this guy's a busy guy.
This guy is... Okay. There's a song somewhere where the sky gets brighter or something. I can see clearly now.
The rain has come.
It's going to be a bright, whitey day.
The summer day.
Yeah.
I was chatting with Noah the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Because
no cooster.
Yeah, because like, you know, if somebody asked me like, "Oh, what are you up to?" Like, "Oh, I'm sort of living my life, but mostly living Fallout 4." I'm mostly doing that.
That's that game that you should. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, as a non-gamer, you might not understand how many hours I've been putting into it. But I think when it comes down to it, since it came out, I've been putting in about 2 or 2.5 hours a day. Sometimes
like playing the game?
Yeah, sometimes it's like 3.5, sometimes, you know? It's pretty nutty to think about, isn't it?
It's pretty nutty.
It's so easy to do it.
It's like hazelnuts, cashew nuts.
It's incredibly easy to do it.
Almond nuts. There's other nuts that are...
It was a funny thing when I see just how much I've played it since it came out.
Mm-hmm. Did you subtract that time from the actual time that's gone by? And you're like, whoa. The game came out 5 days ago.
Noah did. Because I told him about it, and he said it was like, I was putting like 17% of the day into Fallout.
Because if you take off, I think like it was more than that. A day, and then you're like, whoa.
Yeah, but it's kind of like because some days I can get up later. I just like stay up from where everybody's asleep, you know. So from like 10 to 1,
mm-hmm.
I'll play,
mm-hmm.
and then it's like 1 o'clock. It's like, whoa. And even for gamers, 1 o'clock isn't even that early, or it's not that late.
Mm-hmm.
Gamers are like, ooh, the sun's coming up, better.
Better hit the sack.
Time to go to bed, shut those blinds.
In the morning.
Yeah, but it really is like playing a new life. It's pretty exciting.
Is your guy nuclear radiated now?
Not really. They did a really interesting mechanic. I'm not really going to talk that much about the gameplay because, you know, not that many people care.
Yeah.
But they did an interesting thing where you have your radiation and your health, and usually in the last game, if you kind of went up a certain amount of radiation, if you got up to some of the marks, mm-hmm. of the radiation, it's going to start giving you like a limp or something like that, or you start to change a little bit.
Like you grow another hand?
No, it never gets that severe. That would have been cool because everybody would have done it.
Yeah.
But in this game, you have your health.
So you can pick your nose.
And then your radiation is on the exact same health, but it starts on the other side. Uh-huh. And so once you start getting more and more radiation, that bar on the other side of your health gets bigger and bigger. And so your actual health bar becomes smaller and smaller.
Oh.
Yeah. And so it's interesting.
Smart.
Hmm. Yeah. When the game was about to come out,
mm-hmm.
everyone's like, hey, are you excited? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to put in so much time. Like, it's going to be an absurd amount of time. I'm going to live there, like, in the world and just, like, Just prepare yourself for that, right? And the game comes out, and I still feel bad for putting that much time into it.
Why?
You know? I don't know.
Like, you plan to do that.
I know, and I'm loving it.
Yeah, then don't be down.
I feel like I've shaved the surface of the game.
Never be down on yourself for stuff that you enjoy.
Yeah. It's kind of like, oh.
Just gotta love you. Love yourself.
Why don't you put that time into your company or whatever? Like,
yeah, I don't know. It's a tricky one.
It's a balance that I'm not really.
You just gotta be okay with right now. You know who you are.
Oh, you know I am, Wyatt.
Yeah, exactly. You're just like a pro.
Yeah. You're kind.
Oh God.
You're smart.
I am so comfortable. I don't take well to praise.
It wasn't quite a digression session, but like, we're going one path, you know.
Just like Frost, we took the
other road.
What?
It was a good reference to Frost. You know, the road less traveled.
The weather pattern.
No, Frost.
Who's Frost?
I don't remember his first name. It's like James Frost or something like that. He's a poet. He wrote the song "The Road Less Traveled."
The poem, "The Road Less Traveled."
Yeah.
It's a song then?
Nope. It's about like going the road less traveled. It's basically pretty self-explanatory.
It's like the one that people don't.
And then we went from me talking to Noah to like Fallout, and then like all my personal stuff.
Yep.
You know, I got really selfish there.
No.
Talking about my second life.
People like to hear about our personal lives. That's why 18 people download it.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
People want to hear what I have to say.
Yeah.
You know they do.
Your opinion is valued.
But they also want to hear what Noah has to say. And Noah told me, hey,
I don't think they do.
You remember when you said that you guys should go for the world record for the longest podcast? And he asked, how long is that? I'm like, oh, it's like just over 24 hours. And he was blown away. He's like, you guys should beat that.
We should.
Got me thinking.
Maybe. We still haven't done the drunk thing yet.
Yeah, we're going to do that this weekend, right? Oh, that's right. I meant to mention that right at the beginning. Thank you for all the people who have gotten through, because I'm sure you're as confused as all the 18 other downloads are, and the 50,000
pre-subs. That's probably why they all downloaded. I thought we were drunk.
Yeah, probably. We were unable to do it last weekend, which would have been a really exciting thing, but I have something really excited planned for this week, if we can get a group of people here. Do you remember the idea that I had for 4 hour for our dialogue next week?
Just get people in on
it
at the party?
It was going to be like this.
Chinese writing? Oh, stick people.
Yeah, I'm gonna...
Those are nice stick people.
Thank you.
Is that a tree? Shovel. Microphone. Karaoke?
Sort of.
This is like Pictionary.
You know what, I'm...
Oh, ping pong.
No. No.
Come on, let me guess.
Okay, tennis? I'm sorry.
Squash.
No.
Pool?
Just, I don't want you to say it out loud.
Oh, okay. Well, then, how am I supposed to guess? Why don't you just write it down? Just like write the actual words.
Okay, I will. Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm thinking.
I get that picture now.
Yeah, I know. Right?
That's pretty good.
You get all that? That's us saying yay.
Yay.
Okay. And we're thinking of getting drunk this weekend and then recording the podcast.
Yep.
Right?
Sunday. My first aid thing goes on Sunday.
We're going to do it Sunday?
Yeah. Does that work?
We can't do it Saturday?
I've got rolled into this first aid.
Until when?
Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon? What time Sunday
crazy
afternoon?
Crazy intensive. I don't know.
We're going to do it after We're going to do it after Saturday.
Sunday?
Wait, did you say you're doing it till Sunday afternoon?
Like...
Sunday afternoon.
It was Tuesday, 8 hours. Wednesday, 8 hours. Thursday, 8 hours. Friday, 8 hours. Saturday, 8 hours. Sunday... Maybe we'll be done early. But probably we'll be done early. We can't do it this weekend. Why not?
Because I can't do it Sunday.
Why not?
I got work on Monday.
Oh, come on. How drunk are you going to get?
Very. Not really. I mean,
I have school in the morning.
I'm just talking about other people coming in. Yeah,
I know.
And like doing it. But I'm thinking of doing our thing. Right? Why are you looking at my one word that I wrote down for us?
Oh, okay.
You got it?
I thought this was an arrow, and then it was like these three letters. I was like,
no.
What are you getting at here?
I'm thinking of doing it like that with...
Yes.
Right?
Wait. I think that's what that is. Yeah, I know what that is.
Yeah, and this is also going to be...
Oh, it's not an arrow.
It's going to be crazy.
You keep confusing me with that. Okay.
That's going to be crazy. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot.
Yeah, it. The one thing...
Man, I'd be so frustrated if I was listening to this right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. But also, eager to find out what it was.
But we also have
week.
To...
Are you using abbreviations?
Yes.
Why would you do that?
Because that's a long word.
Yeah, but did you just expect me to understand? I understand it.
Okay,
what
yeah.
What if I didn't?
Yeah, I do expect you to understand that. And you did understand
it. How are we
going to
do that drunk?
What? We're absolutely going to do it.
It's going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
Tune in. At an undisclosed future date.
Like 2 weeks from now. It's going
to
be...
But I told people I was going down to Victoria 2 weeks from now. Do you want to go to Victoria 2 weeks from now?
Probably not. We're going to record on a podcast. I'm
we
kidding.
Do that.
What are you doing down in Victoria?
People want to see my face. You could meet... You met some of them.
What kind of people? Like your buddy who just...
Yep.
Who just called
call
you?
Me. That guy, yep.
Cool.
And then just, you know, some people I met last year.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Man, I'm going to ask you that after the podcast.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Shoot.
Ah, crap.
Crud.
Ah, Christ on a bike.
What?
This thing just goes by
then.
So quickly.
Yeah, I know.
We just have so much content. It excites me so much.
We've got so much to talk about.
Yeah. I got to get this one in really quick.
Yep.
Just like last week, 2 weeks ago, I asked some of our friends mm-hmm. a prompt phrase.
Right. Yep, I remember.
And then they have to finish it.
Some were funny, some were not.
Yeah.
And you can just figure out for yourself which one you are. Oh, God.
Oops. So I first asked our friend Jessica.
Are you Snapchatting right now?
I got to look up their answers.
Okay.
Look at you. Look at you, sir. Look at you, all right? You're kind.
God, you know this is just like, I don't like it, but now you're doing
it. Okay, so I looked up, I texted our friend Jessica.
Yep.
And the prompt phrase that I gave them was, James has a very unusual pre-game ritual. Before every game, he first has to... What comes to your mind?
Me?
Yeah.
Put on some clothes and eat a smoothie.
All right, let's see what Jessica has to say.
I was under pressure. Under pressure.
Jessica's answer to that was kiss a woman, stretch his arms, and lick the floor.
How long did she take to respond to you after that?
2.25 hours.
See, like, she had a lot more time than I did. I just want to point
she
that out.
She was also able to get on an airplane, so.
Can I just read it?
No, you can't read it.
As I didn't actually know what it's.
And so I then texted back in that order. And she responded, yes.
What order? I forget what they were.
Kiss a woman, stretch his arms, lick the floor. I then went to our friend Rory O'Brien.
Rory!
I thought I'd use his last name.
Does he listen to this
I
podcast?
I love that last name.
Does he? Does he listen to the podcast?
No. I don't know. He doesn't know about it.
What a chump.
I asked him anyway. I then asked him the same question. James has a very unusual pregame ritual. That before every game he first has to, he responded, poo.
That's short and sweet.
I then responded, yes, that is a very unusual pre-game ritual.
Not really. I'm sure lots of people do that.
Did you hear the sarcasm in my...
Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah, that's good. That's good sarcasm.
Yeah.
Sarcasm through text is awfully hard to do.
Through text?
Yeah.
Oh, I manage.
Okay, nice.
I then asked...
What do you do? Dot, dot,
Mark?
Dot? Okay, go on.
I then asked Mark.
Mark.
Mark Arm. I then said, I asked him the same question. James has a very unusual pregame ritual before every game he first has to. He responded, snort coke in a wizard hat.
Classic Mark.
He's
probably,
got,
that's
he's
probably
got
his pregame ritual.
Yeah, probably.
That's probably
snort
where
coke
got
in a
that.
Wizard hat? He's got to feel
interesting
magical.
Lifestyle.
He's got to feel magical. Why do you think he's got to wear the wizard hat?
Because it's exciting.
I think it has to do with his, religion.
That's probably right.
You know, about the wizard, like, I had this day at work yesterday, right? Here comes a little digression.
Pretty curious.
I was at work. I was at work yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was over making coffee, and then this guy comes in with a bike. Nobody else is in the store except for the other owner, and he's working on bikes. And this guy comes in and starts chatting with the owner, and then he obviously was a bit of a normal customer. He recognized them. They knew each other by name. They were talking about bikes. And then he said, "Can you repair my bike?" And they started doing that. He says, "I gotta go get a coffee." So he comes over to me. He says, "Hey," I said, "Hi." And he said, and he told me the coffee that he wanted. And then he asked, "How did you get this job?" And he was like a middle late age guy, you know, not like not super fit, you know, not the best looking, but he seemed totally fine, right? Mm-hmm. Totally normal. He said, how'd you get this job? And I said, I knew the girl before this. I worked the job, and then she told me that she was going away to university, so she had to quit, and so I applied, and then that's how I got the job. And then he said, oh, are you a witch too? And I just like looked at him, I'm like, pardon? He says, are you a witch too? And then I thought he knew Leah.
Yeah, what a terrible thing to say.
And so I said, oh, well, I'm more of a warlock, because males have to be warlocks, right? Nice. He said, oh, really? And he's like, yeah, males can't be witches, they have to be warlocks. He's like, oh, I didn't know that. So I started making his coffee, and then he goes, that's some pretty serious stuff. How long have you been a part of it? I'm like, oh, I've probably worked here for like a month and a half. And he says, no, how long have you been a warlock God. For?
What is this guy on?
Yeah, and he's like, how long have you been a warlock for? I'm like, I looked at him. It was that point that I just like looked at him. And I'm like, are you messing with me right now? And I went, you know, for a bit. And he goes, that's some serious stuff. You know there's no way out of that, right? And I'm like, what? He says, you know there's no way out of that. You can't get out of that. And he's very serious now, right? Yeah. I then keep making his drink, and then he leans over the bar and he says, the only way out of that is through the power of Jesus Christ. Freaked me out. Right? I didn't get any of that. And then I was just kind of like, oh, God.
How do you...
He seemed so normal. And then when he left, I asked Jordan, the other owner, and he said, oh, yeah, this guy's he's a little bit unstable, and he's been a part of the church for a while, and he has to like take meds, so sometimes he gets a little bit uneasy. Yeah. And it's not a danger thing. It was just a little crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. Lots of people on the public buses,
mm-hmm.
people like that I used to meet. They're nice people.
Yeah, they're all good. So coming back to the question I then asked our friend Brady. Same thing. I said, James has a very unusual pregame ritual. Before every game he first has to, he responded, methodically orally pleasure a mother duckling by spelling out J.K. Rowling's fifth installment of the Harry Potter series in reverse with his tongue whilst somersaulting with said duck around the local track while listening to Bach Symphony in one ear and death metal in the other.
I don't want to swear, but like, what the frick, Brady?
What the fuck, Brady?
What the frick? That's hilarious. That's a really good answer.
Yeah.
Nice job, Brady. I'm not saying Brady wins. I can't say that. Because the other ones were good, too.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Did J.K. Rowling even have a fifth installment? Like, how many did she have? Six?
Books?
Yeah,
six. Seven.
What?
The magical number seven. God, do you even read Harry Potter? I read all those books. I watched all the movies, too.
No, I didn't, because I had a life.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding.
Coming from the guy
who... I just didn't do that.
Read something.
I just read something else. I just didn't read the Harry Potter ones or the Lord of the Rings, but I did read The Hobbit, so that counts.
Or the Lord of the Rings?
I read The Hobbit.
Am I just, like, a nerd, or, is something wrong with you?
You're the opposite of a nerd, Wyatt.
Huh.
You don't even game Fallout 4 hard. What are you?
A non Fallout. I don't.
Yeah, you know it.
I think I just had a brain aneurysm. I'm
watching.
I learned about that today.
A brain aneurysm?
Yeah. I'd be like.
Doesn't it just mean that your head hurts a lot?
No, that means that a blood vessel in your brain burst.
So your head hurts a lot.
So you're bleeding and like
the causes
part
a lot of
your
pressure.
Brain that is in is losing oxygen and is dying. It's a stroke.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? That's a stroke?
Well, there's three ways you can have a stroke. I might just... Okay, there's three ways you can get a stroke.
You gotta get a...
No.
Nail gun.
Whatever you're gonna say, no.
Gotta get a nail gun.
Oh, God.
Shoot right into that spot. Pliers, take the nail out. Relieves the pressure.
What's wrong with you?
Look, that's totally accurate.
No,
it is accurate.
That's wrong.
It's right.
I never want you to be around when I have a stroke.
It is correct. No, I'll take good care of you.
Guy starts having a stroke. I'll get the nail gun. What? Everyone's just like, what the heck? Anyways.
I don't need a gun. I can just use the hammer.
Okay. I can't fix you.
You're just like, please, please don't try to save me. Please, please,
make
please.
Make sure you're not around.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited about my, Oh, sorry, did you have something to say?
I don't remember anything in particular, no.
Anything at all?
I mean, I think I was going to say, oh yeah, three ways to have a stroke. Brain aneurysm. People are probably curious. A blood vessel burst, an aneurysm.
Yep. Nail gun. Clot.
No.
No, I'm just saying how to fix them. Nail gun.
Oh, God. You get a clot, so like coagulated blood sticks together and blocks one of the veins or arteries or arterioles or venules or capillaries.
And not like, capillaries.
Capillaries, yeah.
No, those are under your lungs.
Nope, they're all over the place.
Oh, you liar.
I took first year biology at UVic. I'm basically a doctor. Yeah. So then, like, sure, and there's like a third way, but I forget what it is.
Okay, for that second one, ice cream scooper.
What are you gonna scoop up my eyeball? Like,
no, the clot.
That's so wrong. Do you actually want to know how they fix it?
Yeah.
They have this clot buster drug that they inject in your veins. But the problem is
it a blood thinner?
Yeah, it's a blood thinner.
Uh-huh.
No, it's not a blood thinner.
Oh.
Because like you don't know what's causing the stroke, right? It could be this, it could be a clot, or there could be a hole. If you put blood thinner, there's a hole, all the blood just spills out.
That's a no-go.
So like that's aspirin,
starts
right?
Coming out every
Never
single pore.
Never give aspirin to someone with a stroke. Because it's a blood thinner.
An aspirin.
Yeah.
So they could be like, ooh, my head. Then how do you know the difference between if you just have a small aneurysm and there's just like a little bit of blood pouring in and there's like more and more blood causing pressure on your skull. You're like, ooh, I need a couple aspirin. You know, two in there.
Then that sucks.
Ooh, I still need an aspirin. Two more.
You got to get to a hospital.
Ooh, it's getting worse.
You're probably going to die.
Nail gun.
Nail gun. Ice cream scooper. Man, I can't believe you're not a doctor at this point.
Yeah, I know.
All right, that's it. Enough facts about strokes.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I pretty much like hit everything on my list.
But like, here's the new thing. Wilderness first aid? Where are you going to get a nail gun while you're out in the bush?
Oh, easy.
Or an ice cream scoop.
Easy. I'm obviously hiking.
The closest nail gun is 5 hours away by helicopter.
Hell no. Here's what you do, right?
Yeah.
You're hiking, so you got your hiking pole.
Oh, God. I still want it.
You got to bend that over a tree so it snaps.
Okay.
And then you bend them back so it's a straight tube.
What?
It's a straight tube.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
Right? And then you take your tent pole.
Uh-huh.
Snap that. Make it a little sharp. Make it small, about the size of a nail. Put it into the tube that you made out of your pole. Right?
I think we should stop now.
You then take the propane. You then take the propane that you usually...
We're going to have to put a warning on
that
this.
That you then usually put
you
onto
must be
the...
You 18 years old to listen to this.
No, and you use that to... that you usually cook all your food with. You then push that into the tube so that it releases a bit of the propane, some of the butane.
That'd actually work.
Yeah. And then you... block it off a little bit, give it a little bit of a spark, straight through the brain.
I mean, I guess if you just want to kill the person, then yes, that would do the trick.
Yeah.
But like mechanically, totally sound.
Yeah. There's a cool thing they do in movies where if they get shot and they have to cauterize it, take a shotgun shell, take the gunpowder out of it, put it on the wound, light it on fire so it explodes and cauterizes it.
I feel like you'd also explode some of the flesh.
You would be so cool.
You'd be a badass.
You'd be so cool.
Rambo would do that.
He did do it.
Or like James Bond.
That's what it's from. Oh. Rambo.
Nice. All right. Well, we got sidetracked. What were you trying to say?
I don't know. I wasn't trying to say anything.
Oh, okay.
We're probably going to wrap up.
Is it that time?
So we got stuff to do.
Yeah.
We got stuff to do. Remind me next time on the podcast, if I forget at the beginning...
Mm-hmm.
Which you're so good at remembering things for the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
One of the best.
I
such
have like
professional.
A flawless memory. That of a
that
giraffe.
At the beginning, I want to explain to the listeners.
Yes.
What our podcast is about, so that they instantly get it. So that the newcomers, because when I texted our friend Mark about his thing, he said, "What's it for?" And then after he answered, I told him it's for our podcast. And he said, "Oh, we'll have to check it out." He then listens to it.
Did he listen to the wrong episode?
Did he?
Like, did he listen to the first one first?
I have no idea. Okay. I wouldn't assume so. I think they would just like probably YouTube it,
mm-hmm.
and then whatever comes up first, whichever has their most views, which is like a whopping 3, which is still the first, I guess.
It's got more than 3.
Yeah, but like I just want to give like a quick rundown of what the podcast is about, because it's really two buddies just chatting with a couple segments in the middle.
Yeah, we talk about, you know, your everyday.
Yeah, I actually really like going to segments because it really keeps us on track and always have something to talk about.
Yeah.
I've actually really thought of making the podcast before we called it Blanket Talk and before we started talking about trains and all that, I wanted to call the podcast Segmented Reality.
Mm.
I really like that.
Like a centipede.
Sort of. Because it kind of reminds me of like augmented reality or like all that kind of thing, but it's segmented reality because it's like our reality in segments. I don't know.
Both are words that sound kind of similar and rhyme.
Nope.
And then the second word is reality in both cases.
Yeah.
That's neat.
What?
Just the fact that that happened. The lights just flickered.
They did.
I think we're using up too much power.
I don't think the listeners could see that, but.
Oh, yeah.
We're using up too much power.
Power! All right. Get lost.
Ooh, you're wrapping us up. I like that.
Yep.
What you gotta say?
I told him. Get out of here. Don't you have something else to do?
I do.
Was that too aggressive?
No.
All right.
You said it too high. You gotta say it in a lower tone.
Don't you have something else to do? Don't you have something else to do? I'm Batman.
I talk to my cat like that every once in a while.
Do you know how much bigger I am than you? I could crush you, puny being.
Plus, I have the power to take away your food.
I have the power to give. I have the power to take. I'm Batman.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to do a Batman dialogue when we...
Hey. Where'd you park the Batmobile? You basically just have to exhale when you speak. Robin, where'd you park it? Why'd we make it black?
I don't know, Batman.
Why'd we make the Batmobile black?
Oh, it blends his camouflage.
We always go and fight crime in the dark. Why do we have to make it black?
I didn't make it. I just help out.
Get out of here, Robin.
Okay. So about do us. I don't think we're ever going to shorten up the podcast. I don't think we can.
I mean, like, we're always trying.
Oh, God, I'm lightheaded from exhaling so much.
That's a hard... My voice always starts to hurt after I do that for a while.
Really?
Yeah. But I didn't do it very much, so it's okay right now.
Yeah, that's how you get sick. Just like...
You know why you're lightheaded?
Why's that?
Low blood pressure. From doing that.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to tie in what I did today. Maybe.
Have you ever felt your heart and while you're inhaling and exhaling? It beats so much fat. You're feeling your right side, Wyatt.
I know. I realized that.
You're feeling your right side like, ooh.
I realized that.
Why? Why isn't this doing anything?
The heart is actually just left of the sternum.
Yeah, it's still left, though. You feel it right there.
No, that's wrong.
It's not wrong.
Well, your liver's down here.
You feel it right there, right under the left pec.
No.
Yes.
I learned
the perfect way to find the pulse today.
Come down from the thumb, like this.
That's not where you find the pulse.
It's right there.
No, it's not.
It's so easy to find right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's there.
Yeah.
There it is.
Feel it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I usually go under one of the...
We gotta tell these people to get lost.
All right, let's do it.
Get lost.
Get out of here.
Get lost, guys.
Get off our podcast, you mangy kids.
We're gonna be back next week. Apologize if it's went up a little bit late. You know, but I'm gonna really try to get on top of it again.
Yeah, we will both.
Because even though that it's a little bit you, it's a little bit me.
It's a little bit both.
A little bit column A, a little bit column B.
That's a little bit.
That's an Archer reference. I was watching Archer today.
I don't know what that show is.
That's all right.
All right. Bye. Oh, boy.